Yeah, man.
Love Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mellow Music on Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. I think I'm going to start with a little soul food, a song done by Lee, and then we will get into our show. Welcome. Some good old soul food just to have us satisfied, our taste buds, our thoughts, and coming together after Thanksgiving. We are thankful and grateful for you all joining us this evening of Gullah Soul Music, as Gullah Soul listeners are welcome from around the world. This Friday, November the 26th, 2021, while entering the vault with a multi-instrumentalist, songwriter, composer, and the main collaborator of part two of our collab this tonight, Lee Austin of Gullah Soul Music from Freeport, Texas. My name is Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Anais Alku Design at www.anaisevalcour.com. And we are broadcasting to you worldwide like Carmen San Diego. Where in the world is Miss Inez? No telling where I may be broadcasting from, but we are broadcasting to you worldwide. Ni hao, wan ying, hello and welcome to China. Konnichiwa, yokoso, the Japanese, Anyang Hashikaba, and Hanyang Badao, Korean, Privyet, Dobro Pozdravlat, Russian, Hen and Valvokomen, Swedish, Bonjour and Bienvenue, French, Hallo and Willkommen, German. Last week's collabs were hot and on fire, and this week's collab will be more of the same from the vault, but it's all mellow music for about an hour or a half or so. Thank you, God, for allowing us to see Thanksgiving. And we thank him for the platform, and we thank you for tuning in and supporting Lee and continuing to hit that follow and subscribe button from your social media platforms or directly on n1m.com/LeeAustin. Number one music. Well, earlier today, his profile, yes, his profile was viewed over 424,000 times. We have less than 80,000 views before we hit that 600,000 mark, that half mil mark, before the end of the year. And the way that he's going, I believe he's going to make it. I mean, at least 15,000 plus a week views. So can you imagine what the world is hearing in Gullah Soul Music? And so if you're a first-time listener, we want you to listen. And we welcome you for joining the Gullah Soul Music family. And you can take part by hitting that follow and subscribe button anywhere you are and anywhere you can hear us, on your phone, on your laptop, your iPad, your tablet, wherever you can hear us. Hit that like button, that subscribe button, view his profile, and just keep on keeping on listening. As we are entering the collab vault tonight, give us a quick shout out and some love to Lee Austin at 516-418-5857. We want to hear from you. Of course, those of you who have collabed with Lee, call us so we can hear and say, hey, Lee, this is my song. But if not, then we still want to hear from anybody out there who would like to join us tonight. Again, that number is 516-418-5857. And when you tune in, let your friends know to tune in as well, especially on this Black Friday night. Go ahead and stop and listen while we're playing. But share the links in LinkedIn, Facebook, IG, or even in your text. And if you want to reach out to him, you can contact him through his email at leeaustin1970.la@gmail.com. And you can also check out, listen to, and even download his music that you hear this evening from him on n1m.com/leeaustin. But we'd rather you listen. So thank you again for listening to us and for joining us as we continue with the Gullah Soul Mellow Music Collab Part 2.
Yes, y'all, this is Gullah Soul Radio, the Soulistic Music Revival, coming right at you. Hip-hop, soul music. It's on the strength right now. This is Gullah Soul Music.
Yes, and we want to welcome the man of the hour, Lee Austin. Go ahead and greet the peeps, Lee. Go ahead, welcome, and happy after Thanksgiving.
Hey, everybody. What's going on, man? Hope everybody's having a safe holiday. Everything's good with y'all out there. It's good to be back with y'all again tonight here on Friday night. And, you know, it's good to be here on this platform with y'all worldwide, everybody. I know we mentioned some countries when we first started, but I want to mention everybody on there for real. We couldn't get your language. Don't worry about that, man. It's all love. We want to thank everybody for coming in with us on tonight, man, from here to U.S., Canada, Africa, Italy, France, Sweden, Switzerland, Poland, Japan, China, Korea, all of y'all, man, everybody, man. Everyone's I can't remember y'all's country out there, man. Y'all know I got love for y'all. Y'all following, man. I appreciate that. And I'm all up in here in your atmosphere once again, man. And we got a night of collaborations. We have a night of light. We have a night of collaborations with some of my classic jams. Y'all haven't heard yet, man. I've collaborated with some folks on. And this is just a master class for those listening out there. Might be wondering about your project. You might need some things done. You might need someone to consult you on what you're doing. You can see how I work with other people. This is why I have this particular platform on tonight. So, man, you're in the right place at the right time, the right moment, whatever your time zone is, man.
Yeah.
I just want to thank y'all for joining in tonight, man. Yeah, man. So I'm ready to get the show started and get into this music so that way we on and get it going. I'm rolling, man. I'm rolling with this here tonight, man. Thank y'all for rolling with us. Yeah, man. Yeah.
Thank you. Yes. Yeah, man. And this first song, it's called help somebody. And Rhea is always helping somebody along the way, you know, kind words, you know, advice and so on and so forth. And even with this collab, this one is called Help Somebody. Who were you collabing with on this song?
This is a brother by the name of Robert Jones. He came in. Matter of fact, we have two cuts with him on tonight. I collaborated with him on, and he came in the studio on that evening, and he was very ill. He was very ill that evening, and so he was a little concerned about his vocals being strong or his vocals being where he thought they should be. And I'm one like this right here, man. I mean, you know, just do it from your soul, do it from your heart. You know, I think a lot of people need to really understand this. I believe everybody can sing. And a lot of people may not understand what I'm saying. Everybody can sing, you know, but a lot of times we as people, you know, we try to, in our mindset, we'll say who can sing, who can't sing, but everybody can sing. You know, your vocal may not be on some levels as others, but I believe your message ought to be very clear. That's the main thing. You know, I work with people whose voices weren't at the peak of perfection or whatever, or what have you, but it was more so of the message. And so it's his message in this song, and I encouraged him to just go ahead and sing the song, man, and just give God all you've got on this song, because somebody needs to hear this song by helping one another. And so I thank Brother Robert Jones for giving me the opportunity to produce these two music works with him. And like I said, man, he was very ill that night, but I encourage him to go on and push through, and let's do it, and let's get it done. Yeah, yeah, just help somebody.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Help somebody. Go ahead, Mr. Robert.
Love is God, and God is real. Therefore, that's real love. And we as brothers and sisters ought to show some. When you see your brother and your sister bow, don't laugh at them, don't talk about them. Let's lift them up. Let's pray for one another.
If you wanna get a star up on your crew, I'm on around. Help somebody else when they fall down. If you wanna get a star up on your crew, while on the ground, help somebody up when they fall down. What a year when you're
find the way to
when they fall down. If you would have got a stripe on your crown while on the ground, help somebody up when they fall down. Oh, please, help somebody up. Help somebody. Help somebody.
Sound like that when he wasn't feeling good. You know, just imagine how he sounds when he's feeling good.
Oh, yeah. He did an outstanding job. Even through his infirmity, he let go and let God use him, man. That was the main purpose because, like he told me, if he didn't get a chance to do this that night, he may not have another chance to do it. So that's one of the reasons why I pushed him to go on and do it. Yeah, man. So, yeah, big shout out to him on that. Nice.
Very nice. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. So, y'all, even through your infirmities, you can push through and somebody hear your infirmities. You may help them push through. So, you know, just because you're down and out, don't let that be the cause of you feeling, you know, your woes, because your woes could be somebody else's heroes. So, just think about it. Just think about it. Yeah, that was nice. That was real nice. Thank you. Thank you for making him push through, because I bet he felt better after he did it.
Oh, yeah, man. Sometimes we got to do that, man. You got to sometimes pour into other people, man, to help them where they don't feel defeated, man. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm here for, too. Pour into people, man.
Yeah.
Bring out the best I can out of them, man. So, yeah, man, so that's what I do. Yeah, man. Yeah.
Yes, you do it well. Do it well. You do it well. The next song is called Running Away. So when you help somebody, don't be running away while you're trying to help somebody. So who collabed on this song with you?
That's Robert Jones again. This song is basically it's basically his testimony about, and all of us can relate. I know I could when he did the song.
Okay.
It's about running away from God, you know what I'm saying? Only one that can help us. And a lot of times, instead of us coming to him, we run away. We run away from the very one that can help us. This is the song of his testimony, you know. So a lot of times I tell people, I was having this conversation with folks all the time, even on this week. You know, you got to listen to some, you know, you got to really listen to some of these songs maybe two or three times for you to get the full meaning of some of the songs, you know what I'm saying? But this is what running away means in this context, that, you know, God is here to help us. And so when we run away from him, there's no one we can run to. There's no man, no woman, or any substance on the face of this earth that can help us. It's him. He's the one that can help us. So this is what the song is about. It's his testimony.
Nice. Because a lot of people run away from God when God is trying to I'm going to say, make them ministers or whatever, or find things. Because my brother, he was always running from God. And every time he would run away, something would happen to him. And so he kept on running and kept on running until one day he just gave in and, you know, he became a minister. So, y'all, don't run away from God. He's only trying to help us. So, you know, let's listen to this song and see what Mr. Robert Jones has to say about running away.
Right, yeah.
Even though I see the Lord is reaching out to me, I run away, oh, as if I'm promised another day. But in
blind.
When we're at our best, you know, we still try to run away thinking that we can hide. You know, we can't hide. You know, it couldn't hide in the garden of, you know, in the Garden of Eden. So I don't know what makes a person think that they can run away now and try to hide now. So
the main thing, you know, one of his main verses in that song is, one thing he's saying in that song that he realizes that it's him, you know, when he says in the song that, you know, something's wrong with me, you know, Lord, fix my sin for heart. You know what I'm saying? So
it's
a lot of people are always going to blame the other people, but a lot of times, man, ain't nobody else but us. And so when we can humble ourselves before God and realize it's not the other person, it's me. And so, you know, I mean, for him to actually humble himself like that and, you know, and really write a song, write a lyric that's so true, we need to look at us before we start pointing fingers at everybody else, man. So I really thank him for giving everything else, everything that he has in this song, man, just giving all 100% and then some, man, because he was very ill that night, man. So I'm glad he just gave everything he had on these two songs. Yeah, man. Yeah, he did that. Yeah, very, very, very good job on this one. Yeah.
So he did these two songs the same evening?
Right, same evening. Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, nice. So, see, I'm glad you pushed him to do what he had to do. I'm so glad he pushed him.
Oh, yeah.
Good. See, y'all, listen. You know, you can do anything in your deepest, you know, worst times. You know, you just lay it out there with the Lord, and you're just good. You're good.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah.
And it's funny because this next song is Will the Circle Be Unbroken. That's an old song we used to sing a long time ago, but who you did it with is the thing. Who did you do this song with?
These are two guys I met in Fort Worth, Texas. This particular year, I did a live recording. I did a live setup for a pastor. We were out there feeding. As a matter of fact, I spend most of my, you know, before the pandemic, I spent a lot of time going on the road helping other ministries feed homeless. And so what I did, I went and helped them out in Fort Worth. This was about maybe 3 years ago. I was in Fort Worth, Texas, and I met these two gentlemen that came in from Nashville, and so they did like an unplugged, their version of May the Circle Be Unbroken. It's done in the country genre. And so they're actually doing the two guitars. I'm actually doing bass guitar on this one, giving that country flair on here, man. So I really enjoy doing this number with them. Man. I love this song, man. I always have. So they're doing it their style, so I was digging it. So I said, man, let me get on here with y'all, man. So, y'all, they did an outstanding job. Yeah, man, yeah.
Your own little jam session. Because, I mean, Lee does soul, jazz, gospel, spiritual, funk, R&B, instrumental, spoken word, love ballads, hip-hop, Latin, country, classical rock, by the go, and holistic, which is a feel-good music. So there's nothing that he can do some symphonic, for all I know, you know, as far as he's gone back 30-plus years. So if you all need him, just get at him. LeeAlston1970.LA@gmail.com. Or if you want to call and chime in and say, hey, I want to collab and then we can get in touch with you, it's 516-418-5857. But right now we're going to play Will the Circle Be Unbroken. Yes, I like that one.
Yeah, man.
I was standing by my window on one cloudy, broken day when I saw that hers come rolling, carry my mother away. Will the circle be unbroken? By and by, Lord, by and by. Bring the children on the wedding in the sky, Lord, in the sky. Close behind her, tried to hold up and be brave, but I couldn't hide my sorrow when they put her in the grave. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. In the sky, Lord, in the sky.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
That was cute. No, it won't be. That was nice. That was really nice. And so you were just happened to be in a certain, and they just had their instruments, and you just, you know, plugged in and basically unplugged.
Yeah, man. You know, and I want my listeners to understand. I want my listeners to understand one thing. This was not rehearsed, man. I mean, this was on the spot. I didn't know who was on that night. I didn't know who was on to sing that night. You know, I just had everything set up for live, for what we call the live Nashville mix style. And so I didn't know who was singing that night. Didn't matter. I'm always ready.
Right.
I'm always in the... So when these guys got on stage to do their thing, okay, I said, cool, man. I can rail bass on this. You know what I'm saying? So for all of y'all listening, this is not rehearsed. We didn't rehearse before the set. We didn't have rehearse before everything got started. So I know what I'm doing, y'all. So for those of you out there, this was not rehearsed. We didn't call each other up and go to their set and rehearse with them before the actual set started. All this people just walking up, plugging in. That's basically what this was. And I liked what they were doing. I said, let me rail bass line. Yeah, man.
Nice. See, I mean, you could, as long as you have guitar, we'll travel. Have speakers, we'll travel. Wherever you are, he'll set up. You know, he'll play in whatever the key of life, the key of your life is what it sounds like to me. So whatever key you're playing in, he can play in. Like I said, he plays different types of music styles. So whatever key
he will be able to You
know,
skills pay the bills. All you gotta do is get at me. Yeah.
Yeah, and not only that, I mean, you know, like I've said before, and we've talked about, you played like for years, and so you play a lot of your own music yourself. So it's not like you wouldn't know. Oh, I can play. You might even come in with a flute or anything, keyboard. You know, just what you had, plugged in.
Yeah.
And chimed in. So you guys, he could drop and roll and just, you know, say, hey, we're playing tonight. I'll be there. And he could plug in and just play right along with you. So, you know, unrehearsed, rehearsed, you know, dispersed, reimbursed, or whatever you want to call it. He can do it. So, you know. So don't be shy about contacting him. So we thank you. And this next song is called Nadine. Okay. So when I heard it, I was like, Nadine. But this is a soulful, like a what do you want to call it? A southern
this is
soul
Zydeco.
Song,
this
like,
is yeah. This
yeah.
is this is Zydeco. Yeah, Pelican.
Got harmonicas and everything else. Yeah.
Guy came to studio. Yeah, came to studio in Dallas. And so I helped produce the song for him, helped him structure it and everything else. And so he did the harmonica part on here. I did everything else. And kind of, you know, we worked it in there for him, man. It's Nadine, just a good old Zydeco feel-good
song.
That's all it is, you know, one of them kind of folk songs. That's all it is, yeah.
And it's fun. It's a fun song. So once you hear it, you know, you'll be toe-tapping and, you know, bopping your head and want to say, okay, I like that. So here we're going to hear Nadine.
Yeah.
Nadine, why did you have to go? Ooh, Nadine, baby, why'd you have to go? Well, I'm sitting here all night long, waiting by my telephone. Nobody answered right away. Baby, baby, maybe you my baby. Why'd you have to leave me alone? Maybe. Why did you have to leave me alone? Stayed up all night long, waiting by my telephone.
Going around, maybe.
Nate D.
Yeah, quit playing around. Call me, Nate.
Yeah, man.
That was
yeah, man. Yeah, man. That's fun doing that. Yeah.
That sounds like it. It sounds like you had a good time.
Oh, yeah, we did. We did, man.
That's yeah. good. That's good. And now this gentleman was from where?
He's from Dallas, Texas. His name is Lonnie Green.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
Lonnie
call him
Green.
Money Green. Yeah, Lonnie Green.
Money
yeah.
Green?
Yeah.
Because don't you have a couple of songs
yeah.
with him?
Huh?
Don't you have a couple of songs with him?
Yeah, the next, yeah, one, the other one is going to be Voulet.
And that is the next song, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's yes, mm-hmm. one of the next songs we're going to do is Voulet. That's another one he did. It's all Zydeco, more from the classical style or sound of Zydeco.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, we went old school
okay.
style on this one. Yeah, uh-huh.
And I had to look up what Voulet meant, and you know that song, Voulez vous coucher avec moi ce soir? Moulin means
yep.
want, and voulez-vous means do you want.
Mm-hmm.
And so this means want in the song, and he started he was singing it in French, and then he would go into
right,
singing
it in French.
Style.
Basically,
so,
he's saying is dance with me,
mm-hmm.
My pretty little girl, you know that one, you know, that one time, it's that once.
Uh-huh.
So he's saying it, well, singing in French, to dance with me, pretty little girl, pretty girl, pretty lady. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So here we hear from Mr. Lonnie Money Green, Voulez, do you want?
Voulez-vous danser avec moi ici? Voulez-vous danser avec moi? Voulez-vous danser avec moi ici? Voulez-vous danser avec moi? Avec moi, mon joli fille. Avec moi, mon joli fille. Avec moi. Voulez-vous danser avec moi ici? Voulez-vous danser avec moi? Et toi? Won't you dance with me, my pretty girl? Won't you dance here with me? Won't you dance with me, my pretty girl? With me, my pretty girl. Won't you dance here with me? Won't you dance here with me, here with me? Voulez-vous danser avec moi ici? Voulez-vous danser avec moi? Et toi, passons à l'écriture. Avec moi, mon joli fille. Avec moi, mon joli fille. Avec moi. Voulez-vous danser avec moi ici? Voulez-vous danser avec moi?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Hello? Hello?
Can you hear me okay? Yes, I'm here. Yeah. I'm here. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
I said, that was a nice song. Uh-huh. That was nice.
All right,
I could hear that playing on a corner, street corner, and even in Paris, it's just like a Parisian song, you know, just, you know, do you want to dance, you know.
Yeah, that's dance hall. That's Zydeco dance hall, slow two-step type music down here. Yeah, man. So that's what you hear a lot of times in New Orleans, not just in New Orleans, but you hear it all in Louisiana, from Bow Bridge all the way to Lake Charles, every nook and cranny you find there all down up in Louisiana, you're going to find that sound. Even in Texas, you'll find that sound. So, yeah, man, that's what we that's what bounce through here. Yeah, man, here on the Third Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, y'all. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And this, since we're talking about France and French and Louisiana and New Orleans and what have you, you have that little honey bun instead of a, what do you call it, what do you call it?
Southern Soul Meat.
Yeah.
This is Anthony Turner III, man. We call him Third. Yeah, long-time friend of mine,
third.
Over 20 years. yeah, we call him Third because he's a tray. So, yeah, man, this is him doing my little honey bun, Southern Soul. That's real big here in Texas, too. Yeah, man. And then here we are on the Third Coast, down out there in corridor here, man, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama. Yeah, it's all about the Southern Soul here, man. So, yeah, man, this was his cut. I was glad to do this with him, man, and it came out real nice, man. Omar Williams on percussion. Yeah, man, so it came out real nice. Yeah, man, this Southern Soul music here.
Southern Soul. So y'all get used to all these different languages. You're going to have a test after this show is over. So we have, you know, I'm just messing with you. But this next song is called My Little Honey Bun by Third.
Yeah.
Girl, ain't it funny?
Yeah.
All these years I feel get the butterflies. When you are here and when you hug me, just to say hello. And a boy for me, but you and him, raising his family. But it's funny how old things can change. See you with him, girl, wearing his last name. Oh, however, girl. Ooh, girl, I wish it was me.
Yeah, man.
That's it. I guess I better move on because this ain't happening in this corner. That is hilarious. That was cute.
Yeah, man.
That was cute. Nice little 2.5 minute song, but it said a lot in that little 2.5 minutes. If you,
yeah,
you
man.
Understand
yeah.
it, you would understand it today. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
And
man.
Now we're gonna. It's time for our shout outs. You got any shout outs today?
Yeah, very quick. I just want to give a big shout out to these artists that allow
mm-hmm.
me to collaborate with them, man, and be able to present this in my little master class session tonight. Big shout out to one of my partners, Paul Williams, there in Dallas, man. Good news
okay.
today, man. We're going to make some direction there in Dallas with a
mm-hmm.
new studio facility there in Dallas, man. So, yeah,
nice.
Yeah, I got the phone call
today.
Very excited. Oh, yeah, thank you. Very excited about that, y'all. So, man, we're doing it, man. I mean, and we just got to do it, man, to keep it rolling, keep it going. You know what I'm saying? So big shout-out to him, amen, and for that. And like I said, big shout-out to all these artists, man, that allow me to put my hands on that project and allow
mm-hmm.
Lee Austin, fellow soul music, to do my thing the way I do it for y'all. Appreciate y'all for opening your door for me to come in and work with you all. Yeah, man. That's my big shout out for the people. Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm. I just wish they would call in and, you know, we could hear them, you know, just, you know, thanking you. But, you know, it is what it is, you know. It's extended.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's all we could say. Well, I'd like to shout out to my two listeners on the line. We have Rhonda Gardner, I call her my ride and die girl. And then we have Minister Lynn Andrews. Watkins, she joined us, and she likes to listen, behind the scenes. We appreciate everybody, you know, calling in and following us and hitting that subscribe button or that viewing Lee's profile on N1M.com, which is number one music, / Lee Alston. And like I said, his profile has been viewed over 423,000 times. So, hey. It's moving on up that line, so we hopefully hit half a million for the end of the year, which I think we're going to do it. I think we're going to do it. But thank you out to all of his fans and for all of his collaborators. And are we going to have a part three next week? And we don't know what we're going to do yet.
I'm going to see what I got in the vault, man, if they bring it out. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Y'all just got to tune in, man,
so
see what's going on.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. Yeah, stay tuned because you never know what we might hit you with. Something. Might be church, it might be some soul, it might be some jazz, it might just be some fun. We had the 70s, and you can always go back and listen to our shows, too, if you want to listen to them. We've had some fun times these last few weeks, so we appreciate everybody listening in, tuning in, and sharing, and caring, and just being here in the atmosphere with us. So thank you. Now, this next song, The Lovely Wife. Is a part of this. His next few songs, I'm going to call them Family Time. His Miss Angie Alston is, I won't say the curator, but the songstress on this next song called I've Never Seen the Righteous Forsaken. And she is on the line. Would you like to say something, Miss Angie?
Yes. Hello, everybody. I'm just listening at the show, enjoying it.
Good. It's always a pleasure to hear you.
You need to introduce your song.
I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread.
Can you tell the people how the song came about?
Well, I've been singing this song since I was about 7 years old. And it's always been in my heart to sing it. Occasionally I will sing it, and it came back to my memory recently, and I wanted to record it. So my husband helped me. We collabed on that, and he did a very good job with it.
Yeah, but thank you.
And I keep trying to tell you, you need to have a family album as a song, a CD, or whatever you want to call these days, recording, because they got some good songs out there, and as you're going to hear a little bit later on. But this song is I've Never Seen the Righteous Forsaken by Miss Angie Alston. And in the background, is her husband, Lee Austin, the main collaborator. I've never seen the righteous forsaken. Love you.
Have you ever been hungry?
Yeah, it's on there.
I mean, as far as, you know, on the No. As far as like climbing the charts or anything?
Oh, yeah. On my dashboard, I keep a track of all, you know, everything on there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's doing very well.
Mm-hmm.
It's doing very well.
NoOneMusic.com.
I want to thank all the listeners out there for adding these songs to your playlist. And every time you play
mm-hmm.
them, of course, man, you know, we get an increase on it. So on all the number of plays. So, yeah, man, I mean, it's on the rise. She's doing a very good job with that song. Very proud of her.
Yeah.
You got the publishing on it, and so I'm very proud of that. BMI cleared it, so we have the publishing rights to it. And so it's all good, man. It's all very good. Yeah, man. Yeah.
It's all very good. Excellent job.
Yeah,
you said my baby's doing a good job. great.
Yeah.
And this next song is called Fairy Tale. So I'll let Lee explain this song, and then the next song is once we get that song, we'll just go from there. But go ahead. You want to explain Fairy Tale?
Yeah, Fairy Tale is basically a client wrote a poem, and they needed some music put to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically a mother wrote this poem for her daughter to encourage her. They had some issues going on in the family and stuff when she was a kid
mm-hmm.
with the father and so forth, so on. I mean, it's a whole lot of issues that go on in families and stuff. But anyway,
right.
They wanted me to put some music to it because it's just a poem. And so they wanted to see what I could do with it, with putting some music to it to bring it to life in that way. And so
mm-hmm.
it just basically
mm-hmm.
called the Fairy Tale. That was the name of the poem. So I had to use the words they have in there to come up with my own concept, melody, bridge, whatever I need to do to make it
mm-hmm.
A composition, a music composition. So this is basically what it is. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Fairy Tale. So once upon a time, we have the fairy tale from Lee Alston, from a mother to her daughter.
Let it all out and learn to be free. Go on with your life and one day you'll see. He'll see what he's missed, and he'll long for the days you put him on a pedestal and looked for his praise. He'll look back and wonder, where did she go? The little girl who loved me so, was it really that long ago? He'll be filled with pain and a lot of regrets that he didn't see you grow up and that you'll never forget. Let it all out so you can be free. You realize he's lost out on the only thing that matters. Is his daughter that only makes him sad. He'll be old and alone, wondering what he could do to take back the years and make them all up to you. And when that time comes, it will be your choice to let your guard down and find your voice and tell him all the things that you didn't get to say. Those many years without you, all the nights and all the days, let it all out so you can be free.
Life will get better.
That fairy tale.
You know, I was, you know, piddling around the guitar when I listened to his beat,
and something popped in his head. He said, "Well, Daddy," he calls me Pops now, but back then it was Daddy. So he said, "Daddy, you know, why don't you play this right here like that?" And I said, "Okay, cool." You know, and so people have to understand, even when I work with my family, it's all business. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter when my family, when they have something pop in their head, I listen to them because they're my client as well. And you know what I'm saying?
Right,
so
right.
I respect my family the same way as I would work for a client
mm-hmm.
outside
mm-hmm.
the family circle. So anyway,
gotcha.
Man, you know, when I tell people, when people come up to me, and I don't, you know, I'm not trying to hurt nobody's feelings or nothing like that by no means.
Mm-hmm.
So when people tell me
mm-hmm.
I do beats, well, a 7-year-old could do a beat. You know what I'm saying? He's
right,
7 years
right,
old when he
right.
did this. So anybody could do a beat. That ain't nothing. So to get him to do a beat now, because he's a dynamic percussionist, very dynamic.
Mm.
He also teaches. He has his own production company where he teaches drum lessons. He's a very dynamic percussionist, very meticulous, very scientific, very methodical. But you can't
okay.
get him to do a beat on a beat machine or anything because he said it's too easy, too simple. So I'm not, you know,
okay.
knocking anybody out there. That's what you're doing, but I'm just saying a 7-year-old could do it because he was 7 years old when he did this one. And so this one's called You Are My Life. And so I thought I'd just bring this one out, man, because I'm like, yeah, man, let me go back way, 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 way back, you know, during this time. And, yeah, man, so y'all have to wrap your head around the fact he's not 7 years old. He's 24 now, but he was 7 years old when he created this beat. And he told me
right,
the arrangement
right.
that he wanted me to do on the guitar, on the bass line. And so, yeah,
mm-hmm.
so he helped me create the hook. So he had an ear to actually listen for certain things. And so, yeah, man,
mm-hmm.
so we did this together, had fun with it. And so, yeah, man, so I think y'all gonna groove through it. Yeah, man.
You'll like it. It's amazing. So, you know, it's amazing number two. We got amazing number one. And then we have the family, the trio,
yeah.
what have you. And it's just, it's. I'm just going to hush and let it play. You'll be amazed, okay? You Are My Life. Lee Jr. at 7 years old.
Yeah, man.
You're my son, and you know I love you, right?
Yes, right.
So come on and let's do this track together. Let's do it right. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
All right, let's do this.
You are my life.
I really like your style as you trigger the track like that.
Oh yeah.
No doubt you got soul because of the creativity you possess. And you're only 7 years old. Railing those bomb beats with finesse. So God bless the child who can hold his own.
Right.
I pray your spirit be with him while he's my baby and even when he's full grown.
Right. Ooh,
and if for some reason he goes astray, Lord, please bring him back. Keep him in all of your ways.
That's right.
So son, go ahead, be all you can be. Keep your eyes on the prize and always be wise. Believe in the Lord, you can have it. Oh, that's fantastic. All you have to do is just ask, and it shall be done. The Lord God said it in that word, son. Believe that.
You are my life.
Show me love and to all my peace.
from around the way.
Oh, yeah.
From the ATL to California, A. From the Carolinas to Savannah. And oh man, I wanna thank mama for the grits and fish, pork bones, smothered turkey wings, candy yams and collard greens. And for the love she gave to me, she taught us how to be a family. We've been singing and serving the Lord for well over 20 years long. And yeah, man, we're still going strong. My brother Rick and I, producing music and writing gospel songs. Lee, you'll make it, just you wait and see. That's what my good friend J.B. Walker said to me. Grandma has gone to live with the Lord now. Often I think about it, I tilt my head back and I smile. I'm proud of my Georgia roots. And even though I rock Italian shoes and super suits, I'll never forget where we came from. And that's the principle I'll teach my son. Word.
You are my life.
You are out of that comfort zone, what you're in as far as doing your own music. So
So when I'm able to step out of my own, you know, circle, if you will, and step into somebody else's circle and do their thing,
right.
you know, to me, that makes me a full-fledged, 100% producer all the way around. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
it's like,
right,
you know, especially my wife wanted me to do this project with her on Never Seen the Writer Forsaken. You know, I'm
right,
like, okay,
right.
you know. You know, I'm like, well, can we wrap my head around this right here? Because it's got to be tight. It's got to be right when I do it. So I was like, yeah, man. So when it came out, I said, oh, yeah, man, this is slamming. So, yeah, man, you know, when I'm walking on somebody else's project, you know, that's
mm-hmm.
unknown
mm-hmm.
to me, of course. And that's what keeps me on my toes. I love it. I love the challenge of working on other people's projects. So, world, this is why I'm introducing my collaborations with other artists so you all can see that I am comfortable
mm-hmm.
working with artists on their projects.
Everybody,
yeah,
correct,
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
Wonderful. It's like, it's. I loved it. I love the song. It's like when you have your whole family in music and understanding you, it's like, it seems like it makes it easier, even though, you know, it may not be easy and they don't want to listen, they don't want to learn. It's like, but dad, you know, but then you say, hey, son, this is
yeah.
business. So, you know, you have to treat
yeah.
him like it's a business and make him understand it's a business. And he did an excellent
yeah,
job.
That's right.
You're
dealing
know.
With family in this business is different
mm-hmm.
from dealing with people
mm-hmm.
who aren't family. Because with family, that's, you know, you see and you deal with every day. You know what I'm saying? On a personal
right,
level.
Right,
so
right.
when we step in and we do projects together, you know, everybody has to, you know, kind of, you know, realize, okay, man, you know, we got to respect this space that we all have and do this, you know, collectively and not let feelings get involved and, you know, my lips
mm-hmm.
pushed out and all that kind of stuff and winning jaws and, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So we, you know, we try not to even, but if it happens, you know, it's business. You know what I'm saying? I don't take it personal.
Right.
I don't take another
right.
person when it comes
right.
to doing this here. With anybody.
Yeah.
You know, so it's
mm-hmm.
like, that's why it works. That's why I'm able to work with family, from my wife,
uh-huh.
My son, my brother, my nephew, all of us, man. So my sister-in-law, she's a dynamic vocal as well. So it's, you know, we all come together, you know, it all works because we realize it's not anything personal. It's all business. Yeah. Yeah.
See, that makes it so much easier. It makes it so,
yeah.
so much easier. Wow,
yeah.
good for you. Yay!
Oh, yeah.
Wonderful. I'm waiting for the family to do something to get everybody do it together. Drums, you know, percussion, whatever, you know. And I can just imagine what masterpiece is going to be. I can just imagine.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I can
yeah,
just
yeah.
imagine. So,
mm-hmm.
wow. Well, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That's basically all the songs we have for this evening. And
well, yeah, yeah.
I just heard, you know, Collabs Part 2 from The Vault. And as you said, he's got more in The Vault. So you got to stay tuned because no telling when we may throw out collabs or throw out, you know, 1970s music or just some jazz nights or just some you know, a cornucopia stuff. So you just have to stay tuned. So you just don't never know. So, you know, we may have everybody doing some acapulco songs. I mean, acapella songs.
Yeah.
You know, so we thank everybody for joining us again this evening after Thanksgiving because you didn't have to do it. And we just appreciate that you did. And we hope that you had a wonderful Thanksgiving and got full and, you know, had a soulful Thanksgiving because not everybody had a soulful Thanksgiving. And as Lee had said about
right.
the two homeless gentlemen, hey,
yeah.
they could be, you know, out there homeless, and yet he came and he sang with them, played with them. But see, because
right.
that's just the person Lee is.
Right.
Lee doesn't see all that. He sees the person. He sees the individual.
Right.
And that's what I
yeah.
like. That's the part
yeah.
that I like because
and
he doesn't see
I believe,
you know.
Yeah, I believe the most important thing after
mm-hmm.
the day of Thanksgiving, everybody, you know,
uh-huh.
don't let that
mm-hmm.
one day, you know,
mm-hmm.
Be the day that you forget about being thankful every day. You know what I'm saying? That's just the day on the calendar
uh-huh.
that take off for work and we do this and that. But really, y'all, daily, we should be thankful and we should treat each other with kindness every day. Don't rely on dates or a calendar to make us want to treat somebody nice. Do that anyway, every day. Because every day ain't going to be Thanksgiving day on the calendar. Every day ain't going to be Christmas day on the calendar. You know, it's our responsibility, man, to treat everybody with kindness every day, regardless of whatever's on the calendar, man. That's the most important thing that people need to remember, all of us, man, that we need to treat each other with kindness regardless of whatever day is on the calendar, man, for real. Yeah, man. Yeah.
That's right. Just treat each day as a day. Doesn't matter what day it is. It could be, because every day is a birthday to me. You're birthing new ideas, new things, new friends, and all that stuff. So every day is a birthday. You know, every day is a day of Thanksgiving. You just be thankful for being able to get up in the morning. You know, every day is a Christmas because it's a gift that was given to you, you know, for the present, because you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. So you just treat each day as a day, and you can name it whatever you want to name it. White history, black history, history, you know, Mooga Mooga history. It doesn't matter. It's just a day, because not everybody was able to wake up this morning. Not everybody was able to go to sleep tonight. Not everybody had a table to pull up to say thank you. Some of them were just had to bow their heads where they were and say thank you for at least letting me see another day, regardless of the circumstances. But, you know, it's just be thankful, you know, that you're able to be here on earth as the way that it is, you know, if you're in COVID, doing whatever, mumps, measles, whatever's going on.
Right.
Be thankful, whatever the circumstances.
That's
Just be grateful that you know, you have somebody who cares, you know, and if you don't have somebody who cares, call us. We care. You know, we'll talk to you. We'll make sure you have, you know, something, you know, one way or another, an ear, a listening ear, and say, hey, you know, I was listening to your show. So we appreciate everybody from all over the world.
Yeah, we appreciate everybody.
The newcomers, you know, everybody. Our map is turning blue, which is a good thing. These numbers are going through the roof, which is a good thing. God has placed us on this earth, which is a good thing. God has placed, I'm going to say, Miss Angie, myself, and him together, which is a good thing. And so we just thank you for allowing us to be here today. I am your hostess, Miss Inez, owner and fashion designer of On Ice Outdoor Design. You have heard Lee Austin and his wife, Angie Austin. And thank you for those who are listening in the background. And the song that I'm going to play is I'm Free. So you guys are free to call us at any time. And so please be blessed, stay blessed, and have a wonderful weekend until we meet again. I'm free.
I used to hang out on street corners at night, rocking block parties, breakdancing under street lights, reeling on bomb beats as the age of 16, smooth guitar riffs, creating music motifs to make it mind trip. Somehow I knew that life wasn't for me, caught up in the secular world, trying to create my own destiny. Mama said only what you do for the Lord will last, give up sin and follow his path. His path, his way, is Jesus Christ. When all is wrong, he sure enough could make it right. But I rebelled, I refused to walk in the light. I wanted money and fame, running wild in the fast lane. Kept running to brick walls and dead ends, going nowhere quick. Getting caught up in sin after sin, believing in the latest church trends, thinking how this was I was going to win.
I'm free,
but I found out different, y'all.
You saved me from the night.
Free at last, free at last, free at last, free at last.
I'm free,
I'm free now. Free,
you saved me from the night.
Free at last, free at last, free at last, free at last. One day, I came to my senses, looked at myself, and I said, man, what is this? This ain't how it's supposed to be. I need to resist the devil. He'll flee from me. Jesus saved me and changed my heart.
my mind, I gotta thank the Lord, whom the Son set free. It's free indeed, I know He did it for me. And darkness no longer, I walk in the light. The Lord is my master, and He's so right, so holy, so just, so sovereign, so good. He keeps His promise like He said He would. Now I make the music, He gives it to me. To God be the glory as I tell my story. This is my testimony, keeping it real, and this ain't nothing phony.
I'm free. You saved me from the night.
Free at last, free at last, free at last, I'm free at last.
I'm free. You saved me from the night.
Free at last, free at last, free at last, free at last.
Nobody loves me the way He does. God is the one I can truly trust. Although I step through proofs, manage to produce truths, I keep God first to remain true. Holy Ghost upon me, I give the devil a shakedown, a spiritual beat down, pound for pound, round for round, a spiritual throwdown. And son, I ain't playing around. I pray in the Holy Ghost without ceasing. All praise to Jesus,
whom
the Son set free. It's free indeed, yeah, y'all, cause He did it for me. Yeah.
I'm free at last, I'm free at last,
I'm free at last,
y'all.
Woo! You saved me from the night.
Free at last, free at last, I'm free at last, I'm free at last,
I'm free,
y'all.
Woo!
Yeah.
You saved me from the night.
Free at last,
yeah. Free at last, from the night.
Free at last,
free at last,
I'm free.
Nobody do me like
Jesus. I am free.
Can't nobody do me like the Lord, y'all.
You saved me from the night.
Free at last, free at last, I'm free at last, I'm free at last,
I'm
y'all.
Free.
Yeah.
Woo. You saved me from the night.
Free at last, free at last, free at last, free at last.
I am free. You saved me from the night.
Free at last. Free at last, free at last, free at last.
I am free. You saved me from the night.
Free at last, free at last, free at last, free at last.
Thank you, and have a blessed night. And God bless you all.
So, power,
yeah, man.